Chapter 12. Charlie's Chocolate Factory. The glass lift hovered over the town. "I love my chocolate factory," said Mr. Wonka. He suddenly looked very serious. "Do you love it too, Charlie?"
"Yes," cried Charlie. "I think that it's the most wonderful place in the world."
"I'm very happy to hear that," said Mr. Wonka. He smiled at Charlie. "I want you to have my chocolate factory, Charlie." Charlie looked very surprised. Grandpa Joe opened his mouth, but he could not speak. "It's true," said Mr. Wonka. "I really am giving you my chocolate factory. Is that okay?"
"But why are you doing this?" asked Grandpa Joe.
"I'm an old man," said Mr. Wonka. "I don't have any children or a family. Who is going to have the factory when I die? I want a good and kind child to have my factory now. Then I can tell this child all my secrets. Lots of people want the factory, but I don't want an adult. Adults don't listen to me. They won't learn."
"So you sent out the golden tickets," said Charlie.
"Yes," said Mr. Wonka. "I asked 5 children to come to my factory, and I liked you best, Charlie. Now, I want you to bring your family to live in the factory. Where do you live, Charlie?" Charlie looked through the glass floor at the houses below them.
"We live there," said Charlie. "It's the very small house."
"I can see it," cried Mr. Wonka. He pushed some more buttons and the lift flew to Charlie's house.
"I don't think that my mother will come to live in the factory," said Charlie sadly.
"Why not?" asked Mr. Wonka.
"Because she won't leave Grandma Josephine and Grandma Georgina and Grandpa George," said Charlie.
"They can all come to the factory," said Mr. Wonka.
"They can't," said Charlie. "They're very old, and they always stay in bed."
"We can bring the bed," said Mr. Wonka. "This lift is big enough. Everyone can come." The lift was now hovering over the roof of the Buckets' little house. "I'll go and bring them now," said Mr. Wonka.
"How?"
asked Grandpa Joe.
"I'll go through the roof," said Mr. Wonka.
He pushed another button.
"No!"
shouted Charlie.
"Stop!"
shouted Grandpa Joe. The lift crashed through the roof of the house and into the old people's bedroom.
"Save us!"
shouted Grandma Josephine, Grandpa George, and Grandma Georgina.
"Don't worry," said Grandpa Joe. "It's only us."
"Mother," cried Charlie. "Mother, listen to me. Mr. Wonka wants to give me his factory."
"What are you talking about?" asked Mrs. Bucket.
"What happened to our house?" cried poor Mr. Bucket.
"It's good to meet you, Mr. Bucket," said Mr. Wonka.
"Please don't worry about your house. You don't need it now."
"Who is this strange man?" cried Grandma Josephine.
"This is Mr. Willy Wonka," said Grandpa Joe. "He wants us all
to live in his factory.
No!
Shouted Grandma Georgina.
We're not going, said Grandpa George.
But Mr. Wonka, Grandpa Joe and Charlie pushed the bed into the lift. Then they got into the lift with Mr. and Mrs. Bucket. The glass doors closed and Mr. Wonka pushed another button. The lift started to shake and flew into the sky like a rocket again.
Don't be afraid, said Charlie to his grandparents. We're going to a wonderful place.
Will there be anything to eat at the factory?
Asked Grandma Josephine.
I'm very hungry. We're all very hungry.
Is there anything to eat?
Cried Charlie. He started to laugh.
You just wait and see.
Roald Dahl, Penguin Readers, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Illustrated by Quentin Blake. Level 3. This book has been simplified for English language learners by Saffron Dodd. Series editor, Madeline Burgess. Read by Jenny Bryce. Copyright, The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited, 2024.